In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things, visible and invisible. He upholds us and all things by the word of his power. Dear listening friends, what does it mean to be called children of wrath? This is what the apostolic letter says to the believers in the city of Ephesus. It speaks of what all humanity suffers from without the good news. It tells believers, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Dear listeners, our first father Adam enjoyed a divine image and likeness to his almighty, holy, and gracious Creator. He was also given the ability and all the resources needed to carry out the duties of his unique existence as God's special creature. As such, he was entrusted with the good use and good keeping of the entire visible creation. The dry land, all the waters of the rivers, lakes, seas, and oceans, and even the space above them all. He was given authority to rule over all creatures in all these distinct spheres, earth, land, and air. Yes, Adam's nature was unique. The divinely breathed immortal soul he enjoyed was not granted to any other living creature. He was not subject to decay or death because he alone enjoyed the direct connection to the unchangeable, eternal source of all life. Yet this Adam, the founding father of our human race, gave in to the diabolical temptation to doubt the truthfulness and goodness of his caring Creator. Sadly, each of us is born with the same corrupted soul we inherit from our universal Father, who was thus separated from the one who shaped him and breathed into him an immortal soul in a divine image. Dear listeners, the apostolic letter speaks of the nature of all people, regardless of religious or ethnic backgrounds. We are all by nature described as dead in the trespasses and sins. We are dead to the true knowledge of the holy and gracious Almighty Creator. The tempter Satan, the enemy of all good, who succeeded in deceiving and seducing Adam, is described in our apostolic passage as the prince of the power of the air. He is the one who established what is described in our passage as the course of this world. Friends, the reference here is to the diabolically established world and life view which all the human race follows. It is a pervasive world and life view impacting human thinking and choices. It is aimed at making our human race continue to walk in deadening trespasses and sins. In this way, the devil secures our entrapment and slavery to the patterns of his diabolical world and life view. So we continue to follow the rebellion of our first father. That's why our apostolic passage calls us sons of disobedience, descendants of the disobedient Adam. This, of course, incurs divine anger. The passage says that believers, before being liberated by Christ's gospel of divine grace, were by nature children of wrath. By nature, all of us, descendants of Adam, are impacted by the diabolical world and life view. It impacts our minds, our wills, and our feelings. Our passage speaks of the passions of our flesh carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. The apostolic teaching describes the resulting divine anger in very strong terms in the first chapter of the letter to the believers in the city of Rome. We read that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Friends, the diabolical world and life view is deliberately deceptive. The apostolic teaching continues to describe how it operates. This applies to people in all societies and spheres. Information, education, economics, science, politics, medicine, religion, the arts, and sports. It says, claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. The diabolical system of our fallen human nature continues to assert our separation from the goodness, holiness, and the truth of our Creator. The result is evident. The apostolic teaching clarifies. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Friends, the diabolical world and life view is designed and enforced to corrupt and reject even the divine gift of life. Life is wasted through crimes, conflicts, wars, and diseases, and even more in the deliberate aborting of millions of unborn human beings in and out of their mother's wombs. Human depravity goes as far as challenging, rejecting, and even seeking to physically alter the essence of the human form given at birth. Active promotion of such depraved thinking is glorified in our days as manifestations of human progress, an exercise of freedom and prosperity. Friends, the good news of God's saving gospel assures us that even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.